Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, and the subject is wasted energy. The Bible talks a lot about wasted energy, and this is what John said, "The works God has sent me to do, I will finish. And there another place it says, "The Lord has repented that he has set up Saul to be king, because Saul stopped from following God." So there is something that we have to look at very clearly about energy. Like the ant does not waste energy at all. And we are to learn from the ant that has a focused energy, and it's in Hebrews 6. There is something called wasted substance, like the prodigal son. There is wasted talent. There is wasted years, wasted love, and wasted blessings. And then there is wasted energy, wasted tears, wasted lessons, and wasted pain. Much is required from those to whom much is given, for their responsibility is greater. Each one of us has special abilities, skills, talents, and energies. God wants us to use them all for His glory. We need to think about our abilities and special talents and energies and use them for God's work in the world. We have to use it or lose it. Watchful and faithful teachers and leaders will be given increased opportunities and responsibilities. The more resources, talents, and energy and understanding we have, the more responsible we must be to use them effectively. We must never waste our energies on trivia or on things in the world. In Exodus 35:10, it says, Moses called the men. He says, "Come, all of you who are skilled craftsmen, having special talents, and construct what God has commanded us." He got the people and the special men who are skilled. All of us should be skilled in doing God's work. Moses asked the people with various abilities and energies to help with the tabernacle. God has gifted each believer with special abilities and energies, and we are responsible to develop them and use them for God's glory. How wonderful it is when we look at the man who buried his talent and why he was punished in Luke 19. He was punished because he didn't share his master's interest for his kingdom. He didn't trust his master's intentions. His only loyalty was to himself. He wasted God's gift to him. God has given us energy to use for his kingdom, and that will be the only thing that will matter in heaven and in eternity, what we did for others. Look for all the gifts and abilities and energy God had gifted you with, and resolve to do the task He has uniquely qualified you to do. It says, "Willful waste makes woeful want. Render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's." Judas considered Mary Magdalene's offer of the oil of ointment on the Lord's feet as waste, but the Lord considered it as a memorial. Paul wasted years persecuting the church of God. Wrong energy for the wrong cause. Let's look at those who wasted energy, because they make examples for us. Abraham wasted many years and energies in Haran. Abraham wasted his energies going to Egypt. Abner wasted his energies and efforts on Saul. Lot wasted his energies and efforts on Sodom and Gomorrah. Nimrod wasted his energies on building a tower against God. Parents who dedicate their life for their careers and many causes, but don't put their energies in their kids, they will not succeed in life. Any misguided and mistargeted energy or effort would end in no dividends. All our efforts should be focused on God's will and God's plan for us. Do not attempt to spend any effort on any energy or anything or anyone unless it is guided and demanded of God. Whatever cause we choose to support will end in meaningless results unless it is for God. No efforts should be spent on any issue that has not been pointed out by God. Waste of energy will bring no fruits to our life unless they were from God's glory. It is very important to know that God does not want to rob us of all our responsibilities on earth, but He demands to give us His love or His due. Is God satisfied with our work, with our life? Are we spending all our energies in the right direction according to His will? Have we wasted our energies? Has God's correction in our life been wasted? We waste God's work in our life when we spend our energies wrongly. We waste His gifts and talents and misuse them. We waste His plan for our life. We go to eternity empty-handed. Certain words in the Bible should scare us. Marred, cast away, and ashamed. To be a disciple of Jesus is not playing games. It is a privilege and a responsibility, and God demands our accountability. Our sole purpose in life is to respond to our Master. We merely look to the eyes of the Master and respond to His wishes. I delight to do Thy will, O my God. What most folks need is an alarm clock that will ring when it's time for them to rise to the occasion. Wonder if they'll ever hear it if they are busy doing something else. Footprints in the sands of time were not meant or made sitting down. We must rise and do God's work in God's way and in God's time. Niccolo Paganini willed his marvelous violin to the city of Genoa on condition that it must never be played upon. What a waste! This great violin, he donated it on condition it cannot be used. So what good is it? The signs of wasting our energies are directed at causes of our own choosing, spent all day for self and man and none for Christ, consumed by daily causes and nothing left for Christ. Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, the Bible says, and unto God that which is God's. If our purses be Caesar's, our consciences are of God's. We must render to God that which is His due, out of our time and out of our energies and loyalties, and God must have His share of us. If we are devoted to the cause of humanity, we shall soon be crushed and brokenhearted, for we shall often meet more ingratitude from men. But if our service is devoted for God, it shall never go in vain. Find out what God would have you do. Perform that service well. For what is great and what is small, 'tis only He can tell. He that plants thorns must never expect to gather roses. May God help us to be blessed Christians with only serving the Lord being our focus. I will finish the work that He sent me to do. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work according to His workings, which worketh in me mightily. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that all of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How wonderful it is if we use all our time and all our focus on Jesus, never being distracted, never gearing off the path, never taking into our hands new plans, but following His leading and following His call and loving Him in all our, with all our power. Find out what God have you do and perform it well. Thank God. Amen.